here with Taylor Bratt, K-State football here, and you're part of the recruiting department here, and you've been a staple there in that recruiting department for a long time. How many years has it been now for you?
You're dating me. 17 years total, I think 10 years in recruiting. Been blessed, and it's been an amazing ride so far, and I love every minute of it. I love the direction we're going. Every year being in purple means the world to me. And just being around the people that you get to be around and recruiting the right kids makes the job easy and fun.
What's the newest purple thing that you have gotten lately here?
Well, I got my purple cowboy boots on. My newest purple thing. Oh, man. Holy cats. This is getting tough. Newest purple thing. I don't know. I have so much purple that I don't even know what I get anymore because if it's not purple, I don't get it. So that's a tough one.
Purple contacts maybe next.
Oh, I'd be in on that. I'd be in on that one. That would be that. Now I haven't thought that far through, but that one would be a good one.
Yeah. Well, recruiting has changed drastically with thanks to the NIL and whatnot here over the last few years. But you guys have had an expanded a group here, scouting and whatnot here. How big has that maybe been to kind of help you out as well as you guys continue to recruit?
Adding to the staff it's super important. We got to keep up and we got to do what we got to do to make sure that we're the best. I mean, my goal always every year is to recruit the top players in the state, and you know, it's crazy that NLI has gotten involved, but it's a world that we got to step into. I wish that it wasn't such a priority for some guys, but you know, it is what it is, and we got to make sure we get the right kids in regardless. Right character, hard workers, and all that stuff. It's about the next level paycheck, not this one. And, you know, we want the best kids, the hardest workers, and the kids that want to believe in K-State and the direction we're going.
Under Coach Clement, have you seen maybe a change in the player in a way that they're getting, or do you see a lot of similarities from previous staffs?
I think we always recruited the state very well. And I think it's something that, you know, every coach here is taking a goal in because they realize how important it is. And, you know, sometimes your best recruit's a walk-on, as sad as that is to say. To me, it's not sad. It's about a situation. But I'm just glad that I work for coaches that have taken such a priority with in-state guys and with guys that are the right character. We can chase them all over the world, but if they're not the right fit for us, we need to see that and move on, or we need to see it and go after them.
How fun has it been here the last couple of years with just the depth that the state of Kansas has had in general?
It's crazy. I tell every year, you know, the classes, they fluctuate. You know, like this class, this upcoming class is huge with in-state guys, and next year it might not. The last big class in-state I can think of was Scott Frances and Alex Barnes, all those guys. That was a huge in-state class. Last year we had only about three kids from Kansas, maybe eight with multiple offers. This year we have probably about 15. I mean, it fluctuates every year. It's a roller coaster, and, you know, that's the fun part of it.
2020 was a tough year just with COVID and everything, all restrictions and a lot of injuries right at the end of the season. 2021, have a pretty good year there, get back to kind of where you guys were back pre-pandemic. How much excitement is there now for you guys here as you head into the 22 season?
You know, it's just so exciting to have guys back on campus, and this will be our, you know, what was crazy is, you know, Coach Clement took over, and then we went in, we had a great year. You know, we go to a bowl game next year, we hit COVID hits right after the year was over, and it was hard. I mean, we couldn't get kids up here. We couldn't show it off. You can't show off Manhattan, Kansas in a FaceTime or a Zoom. And now that we've had, this will be, once I think June hits, it'll be a full year that we've been able to have kids on campus. And it's been exciting just to have them back on campus and move in that direction.
What makes you Manhattan and Kansas State so unique?
The people and the fans. It's the community, the support. I mean, this isn't possible without people believing in it or wanting to see it thrive. And again, that falls in for the people believing in the state that they're from, believing in the university that they graduated from. It's a bigger deal than them, just like it is a bigger deal of me. I'm a K-State grad. At the end of the day, it's all about K-State, and that's what matters the most.
Well, thank you for your time. Always enjoy seeing you, and I'm glad you got those calf
fries. Man, the calf fries are delicious, and go Cats.